This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Over the last 20 years, supervised injection and safer consumption services have been integrated into drug treatment harm reduction programs in Western Europe, Australia, and in Canada. Vancouver's Insight program is a very well-known example of this type of program. The focus of these services is to enable people to safely consume pre-obtained drugs with sterile equipment. Services can be offered under the supervision of health professionals, as it happens in Vancouver's Insight program, or as autonomous services operated by groups of people who use drugs. It has become increasingly recognized that low-threshold, easily accessible programs to reduce the incidence of blood-borne pathogens have been effective in terms of both health outcomes and costs.
And thank you to the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, where much of that description that Nick just shared comes from. A Victoria-based coalition is now working to build community support for a safer consumption site in their city. The Yes to SCS campaign, and SCS stands for Supervised Consumption Services, is comprised of healthcare professionals, researchers, community activists, social workers, and individuals committed to social justice and public health. The group believes that access to safe and dignified health care is a right for all people, regardless of financial, housing, or health status. AIDS Vancouver Island is one of the organizations involved in the Yes to SCS campaign. And earlier this week, I spoke with Heather Hobbs. Now, Heather is the Harm Reduction Services Coordinator at AVI. Here's that interview.
What kinds of harm reduction services have been offered in Victoria over the years?
Well, we've had a range of harm reduction services available to people who use drugs and also to folks who face marginalization from other social contexts and conditions such as sex work. But specifically around people who use drugs, we've had needle exchange programs that have been running for many, many years. There's been access to methadone, so substitution therapies, outreach, including street nursing outreach. And we have had primary care available to folks through places like the Kool-Aid Community Health Center. We've had a good range of harm reduction services over the years, but we've definitely had highs and lows in how those services have been delivered and the capacity to which they're able to meet needs in our community. We did have a needle exchange program that, unfortunately, the fixed site location had to shut down between about 2008 and 2014, just last year. That service was under-resourced and not able to meet the needs of folks in the community. And unfortunately, due to a variety of circumstances, that location was shut down. And so we only had needle exchange services that were offered by mobile teams who would walk and drive around the community and try to connect with people that way. And that occurred for a number of years. Thankfully, in Victoria, just last year, we were able to reestablish fixed site location for a dedicated needle exchange program, and that's run by AIDS Vancouver Island. So that's been great because, of course, we need a variety of ways to connect with people from a harm reduction perspective. Mobile is certainly one way to reach folks, but we know that providing dedicated spaces for people to come to connect with a variety of healthcare providers and peers provides a really vital service that is also needed. And so AIDS Vancouver Island has been able to run that again in Victoria for the last year, and that's the uptake of that service has been very, very high. And so we know that need exists in our community and is finally being met to some extent. There's been an increase in harm reduction services over the years as well. So there's certainly more locations where people can access harm reduction supplies and information, so information about safer drug use and safer sex practices. And that's been expanded through a network of places like public health units and walk-in clinics and pharmacies where the staff there are more equipped to have those kinds of conversations and to provide those supplies. So certainly that network has expanded. We still have outreach on foot in the community, and there's still street nursing being offered. Island Health Authority also now offers a case management team in partnership with AIDS Vancouver Island, which is a case management team that operates from a harm reduction standpoint. So they engage with folks who have high levels of substance use and work from a harm reduction place to meet people's needs around primary health care, housing, treatment support, any sort of goals that they have related to improving their health and wellness. Definitely we're in a better place than we were even a couple of years ago in terms of the options that are available, but the Yes to SES campaign is definitely trying to highlight that we still have a ways to go in terms of offering a more comprehensive array of services for people who use drugs.
Now, obviously, Safer Consumption Services fits in with harm reduction, but it is a step beyond needle exchange.
Yeah, that's correct. So needle exchange, I mean, even the term is a little outdated because, of course, for many years now, needle exchange programs aren't really a true exchange. So people are able to access the number of supplies that they need, and it's not a one-for-one exchange. So you're not required to bring in the same number of used supplies as you obtain clean ones. Needle exchanges certainly continue to take in used supplies, and that's a big part of what they do. But the name is a little outdated because the focus is really on providing the supplies and the information that is needed, taking in the used supplies, but also providing comprehensive services around support and referral and healthcare, both practical and providing education. Supervised consumption services, or there's a variety of terms that are used. Supervised consumption services is one, safe injection sites, safer consumption services, all kind of refer to the same thing. The idea with that is that people are able to use the substances that they're using on site. With a needle exchange program, people can come in and get supplies. However, they have to leave the site in order to use those drug use supplies. Safer consumption services provide a space for people to use on site. There's lots of advantages to that. One, obviously, is that with trained staff available to observe what's happening, they can help to reduce, for example, injection-related injury or illness, so making sure that people are being as safe as possible with how they inject, for example, making sure that people know the signs and symptoms of overdose and how to prevent overdose. And certainly if somebody does overdose on site, staff there are trained to be able to respond. And so, you know, at the safe injection site in Vancouver, there's been no overdose deaths because the staff there are able to respond so quickly. Definitely, you know, those services save lives, and they also reduce healthcare costs because you're reducing the number of people who are experiencing drug use-related injury and illness. The other great thing about supervised consumption services is that there's definitely a focus on bringing drug use off the streets and out of sort of the more public eye. And so because drug use is able to happen on site, people can dispose of their used supplies immediately. They're not leaving the site to use elsewhere. And so there's definitely a reduction of drug-related litter in the community. And I would say, thirdly, a really important piece about supervised consumption services is that they're truly a gateway to other services. So they're very low barrier. They're staffed by people who are well-trained healthcare providers and also peer workers. I think that's really important because there's so much stigma associated with drug use that often people who use drugs don't trust, and rightly so, people who are attempting to help them because of the stigma. So when you have people who have had that experience, who come from a place of peer support, it provides that bridge and an opportunity for relationships to be built that probably aren't possible at other health services. The building of relationships and trust, being able to share information in a way that is accessible, is a way to connect with people who are very socially marginalized and to get them connected to other services. So bring them into a supportive peer environment, make sure that they have the information about options available to them, which includes detox and treatment, housing, for example. So it's really a gateway to engage folks who aren't otherwise engaged and to increase their quality of life beyond just saving lives.
Now, you mentioned Yes to SCS. That's the broad coalition of groups and individuals that is working to build support for a safer consumption service in Victoria. Tell us more about that group.
Yeah, the Yes to SCS campaign is quite a diverse group of folks who have come together in coalition to raise awareness of the benefits of these kinds of services and to advocate that they're established in Victoria. So there's folks who are healthcare providers, researchers, community activists, social workers, people who use drugs, people who have used these kinds of services, who all believe that these services would increase our community's capacity to address drug use, to be part of the continuum of care with regards to public health and primary health care. And so we're, you know, really just focusing on generating discussion in the community, providing information, getting people talking about how these services could benefit the community, and making sure that folks who have the capacity to establish these services know that that's what the community wants. We know there's a lot of support in Victoria, and so the campaign really aims to illuminate that and to engage people in discussion about how they could work here in Victoria.
The City of Victoria's strategic plan is including steps towards safer consumption services being offered. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting initiative for Yes to SCS, and I think for the broader community in Victoria. So the City of Victoria has outlined in their strategic plan for 2015 to 2018 that one of their objectives is to facilitate social inclusion and community wellness. And under that objective, they've identified that they want to be working on this issue. The first steps that would take place would be for the city to facilitate discussion amongst key players in Victoria to start working towards the establishment of these services. And we expect that that will likely happen early in the fall, where the city facilitates a discussion between the Island Health Authority, the Victoria Police Department, the Yes to SCS campaign, to talk about moving forward. What could these services look like? Who would fund them? Where might they be located? How are we going to make them work in the community? And so we're really encouraged that the city has taken the initiative to help move this along. The idea is that the city would provide some of the resources that would be required around this kind of process, such as providing information around land use, zoning, maintenance, those kinds of bits and pieces of information that are going to be essential for establishing a new health service.
In the meantime, there's an open house or some kind of public meeting that's being planned for this spring. What can you tell us about that?
So we are organizing a public forum on supervised consumption services in Victoria. That's going to take place on Wednesday, June 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. And that will take place at the First Metropolitan Church at 932 Balmoral Road. We're basically just looking forward to a really engaged community discussion about what these services could look like, opportunity for people to hear from folks who are well-versed in these issues and ask questions. And so we've got a few speakers lined up, including Marianne Alto, who's a Victoria City Councillor. We have a representative from the Yes to SCS campaign who sits on our peer advisory committee. So this is a person who has lived experience of drug use, of using these kinds of services, and who is making sure that our campaign sticks to that kind of experiential knowledge. We have Bernie Polly, who's a scientist from the Center for Addictions Research of BC. And we also have Bruce Wallace, who's an assistant professor from the UVic School of Social Work. And so that discussion will be moderated by Gregor Craigie, who's with CBC's On the Island. And, yeah, as I say, we hope that it's going to be a really productive community discussion about these services.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I would encourage folks to check out our website. So it's yes2scs.ca and learn more about the campaign. We're also on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. to come out to the public forum on June 17th if you're able to engage with us that way or via social media. We're always looking for ways for people to get involved and to engage in these discussions. And just to say, you know, I think there's a lot of positive energy behind these ideas, this idea of providing better quality, more comprehensive health care for people who need it in the community. And, you know, I think that sometimes there are fears or misconceptions about harm reduction services, and really, you know, things like the public forum and the information that are shared on our website are ways to reassure folks that these services really do benefit the entire community and really increase health and wellness for the entire community. So we look forward to having those discussions with folks.
Heather Hobbs, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much.
Heather Hobbs is the Harm Reduction Services Coordinator at AIDS Vancouver Island. You can find them online at avi.org. You can find the Yes to SCS Coalition online at yes2scs.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.